in that film, this goes back to the visual art influence in his work, which I always liked. So that little moment of obsession again, of lining things up. I'm trying to cast my mind back. Did I make a note of this, maybe? There was that moment where there was almost the ritualistic removing the brick, remember?
In the parquet flooring.
And there's that tidying of the dust. Quite nice little ritual moments in the work. And then there was that laying of were they planks of wood across the landscape? I was wondering whether that wasn't a dig at Richard Long, actually. Maybe not, but I mean, maybe that's just me making something up just to amuse myself, but there are those reference moments of performance art history that applies to visual art more than anything.
I couldn't work out on the document, on the video, if they are planks placed in a field or planks that have been left there then taken away and the bleached grass is underneath. I couldn't actually see properly enough. I was somehow in my head imagining, you know, when you remove planks after weeks of being there and all the turf is...
Oh, that's interesting. I remember him actually placing the planks. So.
Yeah, it was different memory recall.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Either way, it kind of references so many of those artists that work in landscape, really. I quite like that work, but it's interesting that Richard brings it inside.
Yes.
To his performance. But those little obsessional moments of dusting the dust away from the brick. And then removing the brick and then placing it just so that it could just cast a perfect shadow. Nothing to do with anything really, but it's just nice that it's almost like you can see him thinking as he's walking down the stage, thinking, okay, where do I go from here?